Archers for the week of 12 to 17 June 2005.
On Sunday morning, Jill's anxious to talk to Shula.
Sorry, Mum, I didn't see you.
Doesn't matter. If you're in a hurry to get
home... No, that's fine. I just didn't see you, that's all.
I was just wondering how you were.
Oh, okay.
And Alistair?
Well, he's doing as well as can be expected, I suppose.
Yes. Only, well, I know he's spoken to the new vet.
Yes, he... How do you know that?
David and Ruth wanted to check the new chap was okay to come on Monday.
Tomorrow? They're not wasting any time.
No. They were very grateful that Alistair was so helpful.
Well, what did they expect? He's behaving professionally.
Yes, of course.
There was no need to check up on him. He knows how to behave.
Of course he does.
Look, I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped.
Don't be silly.
I know you're on my side.
Well, I understand what a difficult time it is for you.
Well, at least someone does. He won't talk to me about it, Mum.
Oh?
I don't know what to do. He's just gone into himself.
Well, that's what men tend to do. To start with, anyway. You just have to be patient.
Yeah, I suppose.
Morning, Shula.
Jill.
Oh, morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
Good service, wasn't it?
Yes. Glad I caught you, actually. I've got a few things for you and Ruth for the Fete Committee. Just a couple of schedules for the events and make sure we're all organised.
Oh, thanks.
Especially now you've managed to rope Kenton into designing the obstacle course. Goodness knows what we're going to be faced with when he finally unveils it.
Oh, don't. I feel really bad about that. I was only trying to encourage him to join a team.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be fine.
I hope so. He's doing it with Mike. Hopefully he'll be able to restrain Kenton's wilder flights of fancy.
Oh, you'll have to, Shula.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, keep Kenton on the straight and narrow.
Oh, I'm sure Kenton can cope on his own.
Yes, of course. Anyway... Do you mind dropping this off at Brookfield? I go myself, only I'm...
No, that's fine. By the way, how are Alice's exams going?
Well, it was quite a tough week. I seem to have got through it.
Good.
Not so bad this week.
Pip always gets into a state about hers.
Oh, I was glad to see the back of last week. What with Alice's exams and the Grundys luring our Ukrainian students to their cider club.
What?
Well, they didn't take much luring, if you ask me, but... Adam was very cross.
Well, that's the least of his worries.
They're planning a car boot sale, aren't they, the Grundys?
Yes, next Sunday, I think. Oh, Linda's not very pleased about it.
What's it got to do with her?
Absolutely nothing. It's on their field, after all.
But it's miles away. Honest.
Well, you know what she's like.
Look, I'll let you get on. I really should be getting back.
OK, I might ring you later.
Yeah, if you like. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Shula. Is she all right, Jill?
Yes, she's just a bit,
Oh, worried about Alistair. Oh, I'm sorry, news travels fast.
Yes, it seems to, doesn't it?
It's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
And looking so well. I can see married life suits you, Mummy.
It always did.
Yes.
My Julia needs a devoted swain to dance attendance on.
Are you quoting Shakespeare again, Lewis?
No, I made that up. You know you bring out the poet in me.
Yes. You could certainly do with someone to carry your bags.
Oh, I do that too.
Yes, my frog footman, I call him.
I've never seen so many glossy carriers.
Well, you can't go to Rodeo Drive without picking up the odd flagpole.
I was hoping you'll be a calming influence, Lewis.
Well, we had to bring you all a present. You gave us such a lovely wedding.
And let Titcomb take them into the house, Lewis. I don't want your back going again.
But I wanted to carry you over the threshold.
Don't be silly. What use are you to me in traction?
Well, maybe you're right.
Oh, dear, is your back that bad?
No. I just rather overdid things in Barbados, I'm afraid.
Water skiing.
Water skiing?
Oh, you'd be surprised what he got up to.
Oh, dear, it must be very hard for you.
Oh, I don't mind about that.
I know what it's like being in the middle of these family conflicts. Always trying to keep the peace.
Yes.
I mean, after Debbie went, Brian and Adam had... Well, it was a very difficult time.
And you were caught in a crossfire?
Yes. But it's all calmed down now, thank goodness. Adam and Brian seem to be finding it easier to work together. But I'm still not happy about the way things were left between Adam and Debbie.
I wish I could see any good coming out of this situation.
Well, I suppose it leaves Alistair free to take on more clients. Brian might have more work for him.
Oh, please, don't say anything.
Well, no, I was just thinking aloud.
I know, and it's kind of you, of course, but Alistair's very proud. Anything that looked like, well, charity.
Well, yeah, I do understand.
I probably shouldn't have said as much as I have.
Oh, don't worry, Jill, I won't say anything.
I know. And it's good to talk to someone who appreciates my point of view.
I do.
Phil's made it pretty obvious that he thinks David and Ruth have done the right thing.
Then it is hard for you.
We've weathered worse. That's good news about Adam and Brian, though.
Yeah, it is. Brian's even taken quite an interest in the Magi Maze.
Is he?
Yes. And they've roped me in to help.
Really? Mm. You're going to guide people round?
Oh, heavens no, but I've been designing some posters for them.
They're lucky to have you on board.
Oh, well, we'll see. I haven't said what they think of them yet.
Please, Freddie, don't try and listen to your sister.
No, you go and round up someone else. There's a darling.
You certainly picked a winner with that cowboy suit, my dear.
I knew he'd love it. Boys and their toys.
Yes, about that. Look, Lizzie might not be so keen on...
Should we go and give her a hand with the lunch, do you think?
She said it'd be quicker if she did it herself. I'll go and check in a minute. Freddie, untie your sister.
Oh, it's such fun for him. I hope Piers likes his as much.
What, Piers, a cowboy suit?
Oh, of course. I found a teeny tiny one, and it's so sweet, isn't it, Lewis?
It is.
They're lucky boys. I always wanted a cowboy outfit.
Well, you had your gorilla suit.
And Lily loves her mermaid's outfit, doesn't she?
Yes. Oh, doesn't it look pretty?
Yes. The tail's a bit restrictive, though, when you're trying to escape from the Lone Ranger. Freddie, what did I say?
That she must just sit serenely and comb her hair.
Not entirely Lily's style. Still, you've both been very generous, and our presents are wonderful, too.
Oh, well, we wanted to give you both something special. Mm. As I said, thank you for giving us such a lovely wedding.
That was our pleasure.
Anyway, we don't have to worry about money now, do we?
Don't you?
Well, Lewis is saving so much money moving in here.
Well, no, don't get the wrong idea. I intend to pay my way.
Don't be silly. We're more than happy that you decided to make your home here with money.
Well, that's what I told him. He's part of Lower Loxley now.
Absolutely.
And, in fact, we had a little idea about that while we were away.
Oh, yes? What little idea?
Oh, no, it'll keep. We haven't shown you our pictures yet.
You had some developed over there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Just a few. But we've still got three or four films to take in.
Gosh, you're lucky they didn't make you pay more for extra baggage on the flight.
Come here, twins. Come and see what Grandma and Grandpa did on their holidays.
Hello, Stables?
Hello, darling, it's only me.
Oh, Mum.
Sorry, I know I've only just seen you.
That's all right.
Only you went before we had chance to finish chatting this morning.
I know, I'm sorry. It's nice of you to ring.
Are you sure? Is this a bad time? Are you busy?
No. Alistair and Daniel have taken Scruff for a walk.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, while it lasts. I had a letter from the loss adjusters yesterday. They want to come and see me this week.
Well, at least that gives you time to prepare.
Suppose they say we've got to get rid of Scruff.
They can't do that, surely.
I don't know. If they think he caused the accident...
I'm sure it won't come to that. What does Alistair say?
I haven't told him.
But if you're worried...
He's got enough to worry about. I haven't even mentioned the letter yet.
Oh, I see.
I was so pleased he wanted to do something with Daniel. Get out of the house.
Yes, well, that is a good sign.
Well, it's something. I had suggested we went to the Bull for lunch, but he didn't want to.
Why not?
I suppose he thinks the news is all round the village by now.
I'm sure that's not true.
Didn't want people sitting there pitying him.
He wouldn't be, I mean...
He doesn't want pity, Mum. He wants work.
And this is a beautiful one of the Carinage. It's marvellous old architecture.
Is that where the old harbour was? Mm-hmm. Freddie, leave Lily's tail alone.
No, I wish you could have seen it in the old days, Lewis. It was all bustled and colour. It was so romantic.
Looks pretty lively now. Lily, if you hit him again, I'll take that comb off you.
I still found it pretty impressive. They've made a real effort to preserve the best of the old.
Some beautiful buildings have gone, though.
Lily, I won't tell you again.
Sorry, Lewis. But so much remains.
I'll count to three. One.
It was all quite heavenly.
Look, I really think the children need their lunch. Two.
Yes, and poor Elizabeth is missing all the fun.
Oh, well, she didn't seem too worried about that, did she, Nigel, when you looked in on her?
It isn't that. She just wants to make you a really good meal, you know, to welcome you home.
No rush, plenty of time. After lunch, perhaps.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid we're busy this afternoon. We've got a 50th birthday party.
Oh, you work too hard.
It's what pays the bills.
We spent a lot of time talking about that while we were away, now, didn't we, Lewis?
We did.
Did you? Why?
But isn't it obvious? I mean, now you've got both of us on the spot.
That was Julia's little idea.
And we'll be able to take some of the burden off your shoulders.
Well, that's very sweet of you. By, doing what, exactly?
Well, helping with the business. Maybe even running some events for you.
What?
I'm quite sure we're capable of hosting a 50th birthday party, for example. We've been to enough.
It's not quite the same thing. I mean, it's lovely of you to offer.
We realise we might need a certain amount of training.
Oh, but you might. No, but it is a family business, Nigel, and Lewis is part of the family now.
Of course he is.
And as I said, I want to pull my weight.
Mm. That's very kind of you, Lewis, but it really isn't necessary.
Oh, Nigel, how can you say that? You've run off your feet here. Elizabeth looks dreadful.
I don't think so.
So pale and pasty. You're not much better.
Oh, thanks.
What Julia means is we feel guilty. I mean, here we are, back from a wonderful holiday. And how long is it since you two had the chance to go away together?
Well, ages, but...
And some time away would do you two the world of good. If Lewis and I get involved in the business, we can easily take over on a regular basis.
It's a very interesting proposition, Mummy. I'll talk to Lizzie about it, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
There's a new vet at Brookfield.
I think I've got all your facts and figures to hand.
Certainly looks as though you have.
You rang Alistair, did you? He told you all you need to know?
Oh, yes. He was very helpful.
Oh, we hoped he would be.
I've got most of the information I need as a basis for this preliminary conversation.
Good.
Though I do have some questions.
I thought you might have.
I know you're anxious to update the health plan for your herd.
I'm sure you've got lots of ideas.
One or two. I was wondering about the herd's BVD status.
Well, we've been quite lucky there.
It affects an awful lot of herds, doesn't it?
70 to 80%.
That's why we can't afford to be complacent.
Well, I don't think we are.
I'm sure you're not. I just couldn't see... Have you done a bulk milk assessment of BVD status recently?
No, I don't think we have. Have we, Sam?
No, afraid not.
There's not a problem. Has the tanker been yet this morning?
No, it's due about 11.
We could do one now, then. Makes sense while I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
What about abortion numbers? I don't seem to have figures down here.
Well, Alistair didn't tell you.
It'll be on our computer records.
I've got the paperwork here somewhere.
You need that?
I can easily pull it up for you.
Hello. Just popped round with a little something for Ruth for Thursday.
Oh, right. Oh, come in then.
Thanks. Oh, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
This is our new vet. Mr. Archer?
Stephen Dudley. How do you do?
Phil Archer. Nice to meet you.
This is my dad.
I can see the resemblance.
I just brought this for you, Ruth. Jill wanted you to have something to open on Thursday morning.
Oh, that's sweet of her, thanks.
It was your birthday, Thursday. You didn't tell me.
I'm trying to keep it quiet.
Oh, don't be silly. It's when you get to my age, that's when you need to keep quiet. Anyway, I can see you're busy. I won't disturb you.
Oh, stay if you like, Dad. If that's all right, Stephen.
Of course.
Dad and I used to run the farm together.
Ah, a proper family farm.
Oh, yes, I ran it with my father.
Well, Dad's still very much on board.
We rely on his expertise a lot.
Oh, yes. They listen very politely to my ideas, Stephen, and then ignore them.
I hope you didn't mind me popping in.
No, of course not.
And I'm not holding you up?
No. No, I haven't got another lesson till 11.
I'm on my way to Lower Loxley, but I just thought
Mum, it's fine. So how's Elizabeth?
When she rang last night, she sounded as if she could do with a bit of support.
Her too. Why's that?
Julie's only been back one day and she's causing havoc already.
Oh, dear.
It was peaceful without her. Nigel and she were really working as a team.
But now she's back.
Well, Julie wants herself and Louis to get involved in the business.
Well, that doesn't sound too terrible.
Letting Julia loose on paying guests. Can you really imagine her rolling up her sleeves and getting stuck in?
But wouldn't Elizabeth and Nigel like some time off?
Well, I think she'd trust Louis to help out for the odd evening.
Well, then.
But not a whole weekend, and not with Julia.
Well, Louis might keep her in check.
No. Elizabeth says he's completely under her thumb.
Oh, they have just come back from their honeymoon. I'm sure Elizabeth's overreacting.
It's Nigel she's cross with, really. If he'd been firm with Julia when she first suggested
Well, if he thinks it's a good idea... Would you like some more coffee?
Yes, please. If you've got time.
I told you, Mum, it's fine.
Sheila, are you okay? Only after I rang you...
And the rest of the family? How's Kenton doing with his obstacle course?
I asked Elizabeth about that. I wondered if Nigel had ever designed one.
He's not a much more likely candidate than Kenton.
Have you mentioned that letter from the loss adjuster to Alistair yet?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He said he's sure it'll be fine.
That's good.
But that's what he says to everything.
Oh, sure.
How's Dad? What's he up to this morning?
This and that.
That's specific.
Actually, he's taken Ruth's birthday present round to Brookfield.
Oh, Thursday, isn't it? I suppose I'll have to send a... Hang on. I thought you said this new vet was coming this morning.
Yes, he is.
Dad wants to check him out, doesn't he?
I don't know. I suppose so.
Well, he's certainly making it pretty clear whose side he's on, isn't he?
So you've had a few abortions in the herd?
Oh, two in the last 12 months. That's all the paperwork.
Thank you.
We informed Defra, of course.
And the tests ruled out Rosella.
Yes, that's fine. I suggest you do a test for leptospirosis.
That's a good idea.
But apart from that, it's all I have to say today.
Oh. Well, that's been very interesting. Thanks for letting me sit in.
It's my pleasure.
Really covered some ground, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah. I'm sure you could do with a coffee.
Maybe after Sam and I have taken the milk samples.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, better get on with it. Don't want to keep the tanker waiting. Well,
it won't take too long. See you in a bit, then.
Yeah, right. I'll have the kettle on.
See ya.
Whew.
So, Dad, what do you think of him?
Oh, that's not fair. You go first.
Well, I was very impressed. He really seemed to know his stuff.
Yeah, and such a nice guy, too. Very easy to talk to. I was a bit worried he might try to blind us with science.
No, he explained things very clearly.
So, Phil?
Well, I agree. There's not much about dairy cows and their ailments you could tell that young man.
Made you see what Sam was getting at.
Yeah. I mean, you really do need someone bang up to date.
And you simply couldn't expect it of Alistair.
No, I mean, Alistair's a great vet.
But he's not a specialist.
Who are you trying to convince, me or yourselves?
Well, I'm convinced.
So am I.
It was just good to be able to sit down with him like that.
Oh. Alistair would have been equally thorough.
I know, but he always seems to get interrupted.
And called away to emergencies.
Mm, well, that works both ways. You have to hope this chap will be as quick to get out to you.
I'm sure he will be.
Well, he's not as close.
He's only in Hollerton.
Oh, well, that extra 20 minutes can make all the difference sometimes.
Only in extreme cases.
Which is exactly when you call out the vet. But don't get me wrong. He's the right man for what Sam wanted.
Yes, I think he is.
It's not just the effect it's having on Alistair. Though Lord knows I'm worried enough about that.
I know you are.
It's the way it's changed my feelings about the family.
Oh, love.
Mum, David's my brother. How can he do this to me?
He genuinely thinks he's doing the best for the farm.
How? Alistair's a wonderful vet.
Sam seemed to think they needed a specialist.
Oh, Sam. What's it got to do with him?
He is their herd manager.
Suppose he's right. The way they did it... They didn't even give Alistair a chance.
I know.
It was just so cold and no thought for the implications.
I don't think that's true.
I would never, ever do this to him.
Oh, Shula.
First it was Elizabeth and Kenton and their shares in the farm.
But we got over that.
Oh, did we? I know Elizabeth's on David's side in this.
Oh, I don't think
so. Oh, I could tell. At Nigel's birthday. It was quite obvious and it was horrible. If that's what every family occasion's going to be like from now on...
But it can't be. That mustn't happen.
Oh, Mum, I know you're doing your best to stop it, but with Dad on their side...
Your father's no happier about this than I am. He's just keeping an open mind.
Oh, is that why he's over at Brookfield now? Oh, come on, Mum. You know as well as I do that Alistair can't expect any support from Dad.
I'll give you time to take in what I've said.
Thanks.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about.
Just give me a ring if you've got any questions.
We will.
We can set up another meeting as soon as you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all your help.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure. Nice to be joining such a strong team. Bye then.
Bye. Bye.
Well, what do you think of it?
Hang on, hang on. Let the poor bloke get out of the yard before we start discussing it.
Wasn't he great? I thought he was great.
So we gathered.
Well, didn't you?
I did, actually, but...
He's only a vet, Sam.
Yeah, but he's just what we wanted, don't you think? Yeah, he's a real shot in the arm. All that new stuff.
It was interesting.
We could really go places with him on board.
We're supposed to be going places already.
No offence to Alistair. He's a good vet. But for what you want to do with this herd...
What you want to do?
No, what we all want to do.
He just wasn't who we needed anymore. It's nothing personal.
Yeah, well, it's easy for you to say. He's not married to your sister.
Turning up at every family gathering.
Be the same to me if he was. This is just business. He must understand that.
I hope so.
Sounds like he was professional enough with Stephen.
Yeah, that's true.
Alistair's a bright guy. He knows the score. He'll come to terms with it eventually.
Maybe.
Your dad was impressed, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was.
And that was a relief.
He really took to him. You can see that.
Yes. At least we got Dad's support.
That flower bed looks a lot better now.
Well, it should do. Look at this pile of weeds.
What pile?
I don't know where they all come from.
Good Lord, yes. You have been working hard.
Surprising what you can do in an hour.
You didn't stay long at Brookfield then?
Yes. It's gone 12.
Is it? Didn't realise Julie kept me talking that long.
Yeah. Full of travellers' tales, was she?
Full of how Barbados isn't what it was in her day. She's driving Elizabeth mad.
Oh, dear.
She and Lewis want to get more involved in running Lower Loxley.
Oh, do they?
It'll be over Elizabeth's dead body.
How was Shula?
Oh, Phil. She's just so worried about Alistair. Very cross with David and Ruth. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the new vet?
Well, I liked him. I liked him a lot. I'm sorry, Jill, but I did.
Of course, you're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, we have to face facts. I think he's quite a find.
Really? As good as that?
Yes, very impressive.
Alistair's impressive, too.
But he's not a dairy specialist, Jill. That's a fact, too.
Shula said he could have read up on...
No, love. It's not the same thing.
You really think that's what they need?
Well, I do know. I've met him. I can see exactly what Sam was getting at.
Oh, I did hope.
Look, there's no easy way out of this one, I'm afraid. I mean, I know how hard all this is for you.
Do you think if you'd been David's age, you'd have done the same thing, even with all the implications?
Well, I would, because it's right for the farm. Brookfield has to come first.
Before the children? Before the family?
Oh, that's not the choice.
Shula thinks it is.
And what about Alistair? Do you really think he would have wanted David and Ruth to keep him on as a favour to his wife?
I don't know. No one seems to know what Alistair's thinking. Not even Shula. That's what's worrying me.
Nigel and Elizabeth have a problem.
Right you are, Alistair. OK, see you soon then.
So, what's the story?
He'll be here in the next half hour.
I suppose that's something. And why didn't he turn up this morning?
He got called out to an emergency.
Well, our cow was an emergency. That's a very nasty gash on her leg.
She's not bleeding to death, though, is she?
Well, she might be if he doesn't get here soon.
He's coming soon. Don't worry.
He just doesn't seem to be very well organised.
Look, don't you think you're overreacting slightly? It's not his fault he got called out to an emergency.
Well, he should have called to say that he was going to be late. Not waited for you to call him. No wonder David and Ruth want to get rid of him.
I don't think that's very fair. And for heaven's sake, keep off the subject if you happen to see him.
I will.
I mean, know how down he was at my birthday.
Well, those are the breaks if he isn't up to the job.
That's debatable. I think they're making a mistake.
I don't.
I know.
They've got a business to run.
Yes.
And they need to run it efficiently. If that involves getting rid of Alistair, well, it's a question of priorities.
And the fact that he's their brother-in-law counts for nothing.
Why should it? You can't employ someone who's not right for the job just because they happen to be a member of your family.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
What good does it do anyone if the farm goes down the pan?
Brookfield's not to go bust for the want of a specialist dairy vet.
You don't know that. It might. Farming's a cutthroat business these days. Everything is.
So I'd noticed. You're just worried about the value of your shares in the farm.
Yeah, of course I am. I'm in the family too.
When it suits you.
David and Ruth have taken a logical look at their business and done what's right for it. Wouldn't hurt you to take a leaf out of their book.
Here we go.
I mean it, Nigel. We need to have a serious conversation about your mother.
So you think you'll have a new batch ready for me by the end of next week?
Oh, yes, that'll be fine. They're coming along nicely.
Yeah. Only we are working to really tight deadlines now with the product in all these new supermarkets.
Oh, don't worry. No problem. Going well, is it, this new promotion?
Yeah, I think so. Haven't heard anything to the contrary anyway.
Oh, well, no news is good news.
I suppose.
But talking of deadlines, when can I expect the new wiener pellet?
Oh,
I told you we were running quite low a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, you did. Neil, I'm sorry. To be honest, it completely slipped my mind.
Oh, I see.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get onto it straight away. Got to keep the pigs fed.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Today. I'll sort it out today.
Thanks. And if you could let me know when I can expect them.
Oh, of course, of course. By the way, did you know Eddie's stuck posters for his car boot sale up all over your gate?
See? Mm. No, I didn't. Well, they weren't there when I came up.
I wouldn't worry.
I could have asked. Flaming cheap.
They're rather good, actually. Not like the Grundys' usual scrawled efforts.
Joe got Robert to run them off for him on his computer.
If you could just hold a leg steady for me. Sorry, I know it's tricky. Never mind, girl, nearly finished. That's looking very neat.
Can't have one of your rare breeds scarred for life.
Preferably not.
How did she do it, you know?
Tore it on some barbed wire, I think. I can't believe I didn't spot it.
You'll need to replace it.
I thought I had, to be honest. But there's such a lot to think about when you're running a business. Well, I don't need to tell you.
Don't you?
You've got such a busy practice yourself.
Yes. I'm sorry I couldn't get out this morning, but it was an emergency.
Oh, I know. I didn't mean... I think it's great people have such an experienced vet to call on when they need one.
Do you? Not everyone seems to agree with you.
Then they're making a big mistake. In fact, Alistair, I want you to know...
There we are, all done and dusted. You can let go of a leg now, Nigel.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's untie you. There. Off you go, girl. That's right. Oh, she seems to be walking all right.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'd better get on.
You haven't got time for a cup of tea?
No, sorry. I'm running late on a lot of appointments after this morning.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, thanks again.
No need to keep thanking me, Nigel. You'll be getting my bill. Elizabeth?
Alistair? Oh, he came then.
I told you he would.
Usual sunny mood, I see.
What do you expect? You're being very hard on him.
Well, I've got troubles of my own. I've just been having a word with Julia.
Oh, yes?
Well, she's convinced that you've agreed to let her take over whenever the fancy takes her.
Well, not quite.
You know what she's like. Oh, I can't believe you've gone behind my back like this after what I said earlier.
I haven't. It was Lewis I spoke to. I was going to tell you.
Oh, yes, now it's too late.
Could you listen for a minute? Lewis is really truly grateful for us for letting him live here.
It's not Lewis I mind.
And he truly appreciates all the work you did to make their wedding such a splendid occasion. He wants to put something back, that's all.
Well, I don't doubt his motives, and I'd be quite happy to let him run something. But Julia...
I think you're worrying about nothing.
You know what Mummy's like.
Yeah, I do. That's the problem.
She gets these bees in her bonnet.
Oh, that's an understatement.
But she also gets bored very quickly. If we let her Lewis run something and she realises how much work's involved...
Which poor Lewis will be stuck with.
She'll soon drop the idea. But if you say no, she'll just want it more. She's like a child.
You're right about that. Except I'd rather leave Lily and Freddie in charge.
You know I'm right.
OK, one evening. But that's all.
Good. I think you could do with a night off. You're getting as stressed as Alistair.
Ruth, have you got a moment?
Oh, hi, Tom. Yeah.
Sorry, were you on your way out?
Oh, nothing urgent.
Right, well, it's just a little thing, really. Are you still involved in that bulk feed group? I know you used to be the secretary.
No, I'm not involved in running it anymore.
Oh, I see.
But we still get our feed from it. Why, are you interested in joining?
I just wondered if they'd be able to supply me with organic pig feed.
Oh, right. Problems with your supplier?
Yeah, sort of.
Not up to scratch?
The feed's okay, but the service isn't that good, to be honest.
Thing is, I don't think any of the firms the group deals with do organic.
Oh, don't they?
You could ask.
I was hoping to get quite a quick decision.
You'd have to join the group.
Of course. I hadn't thought of that.
I don't mind making inquiries for you.
No, it's all right. Probably be easier to stick with the guy I've got for the time being.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, sounds a bit more hassle than I can cope with at the moment.
Oh, very busy, are you?
Non-stop.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Alistair!
Oh, hello, Neil.
You got a minute? Sorry, you're on your way into the shop.
No rush. What's the trouble? Problem with the pigs?
No, they're fine. No, it's about the single wicket.
Oh, that.
Only I was talking to Sid about it at Nets.
I see.
And he thinks we might have a bit of a problem.
Oh, yes?
And we don't seem to have seen much of you lately. I mean, with you missing Nets last week.
I was busy.
Oh, I know. Well, we thought you might not have realised...
What?
..how few takers we've got for the competition.
Oh, I see.
Especially among the youngsters.
No, I haven't.
We just thought maybe the cricket team should try and drum up a bit more support.
Yes, well, that's a good idea. But don't worry, Neil, it's early days yet.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I mean, we've got 3 weeks.
No, the competition's the Sunday after next.
No, it can't... Oh, good Lord, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. I'm sorry, Neil, I've had so much on, I just... lost track of time.
Oh, well, that's all right. We've still got, a week and a half, I suppose.
I'll get on to it. I'll put it top of my list.
Yeah, just thought you might want to have a word with Sid. Well, afternoon, Ruth.
Afternoon, Neil. Oh, hi, Alistair.
Ruth?
Oh, word, someone's in for a treat this evening, aren't they?
David and Bert are here making. I just got a few things for a picnic.
How idyllic, if a little old-fashioned. For you, I mean.
Alistair.
I must be getting on with my shopping.
Look, I just wanted to say, well, thank you.
Whatever for?
Well, for passing on all the info Stephen needed about the herd.
Just what any professional would do.
He was very grateful, and so were we.
Your meeting went well, I hope?
Yeah, it did.
Good.
Whew, you get in an extra vet? That's bosh.
Not extra, exactly. I'll have that word with Sid, Neil.
Bye. Oh, Yeah, bye, Alistair.
Bye. Oh, no.
Is something the matter? What did he mean? Isn't Alistair working for you anymore?
Well, actually, Neil... Oh, I might as well tell you. Then at least you'll hear the proper story.
Tell me what?
Well, the thing is, we decided not to use Alistair anymore. Just for the dairy.
You've sacked him?
No, of course we haven't.
Well, I don't understand. What's the problem?
There isn't one. He's great, really.
Then why aren't you using him anymore?
Well...
Look, I know he's family and everything, but...
Yeah.
He looks after my pigs, too, and if something's gone wrong...
Nothing's gone wrong. We just needed a specialist vet for the dairy herd.
And Alistair wasn't up to it?
It wasn't a question of that. He just didn't have the specialist expertise Stephen has, that's all. And the herd needs it.
But you didn't want to use Alistair at all?
Well, the dairy's such a big part of our operation now. It'd be a bit daft to have two.
I suppose.
But Alistair is an excellent vet. Trust me, Neil, there's no problem with him at all.
Right, well... If you say so.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Oh, hello, darling.
I didn't think you'd be back this early.
Neither did I.
You caught up then?
My last appointment cancelled. Permanently.
What do you mean?
I've lost another client to the Hollerton practice.
Oh, love, I'm sorry. Let me put the kettle on. You can tell me all about it.
What is there to tell? I need something a bit stronger than tea.
It's very early.
No, it's not.
And we've run out of soda. You finished it last night.
Oh, there's plenty. I bought some at the shop.
Thinking ahead, then.
Oh, pity I can't apply that talent to my professional life.
Darling, it's only one client.
Two? We're not counting Brookfield anymore? Old news, I suppose.
Of course I haven't forgotten them. I just meant...
No, you're right. Put it behind us. Get on with our lives.
Alistair.
Well, suppose I'd better go and source another set of records to send on to a new vet. I'm getting quite good at it.
Oh, please.
See my big desk diary. I need to check some billings.
Oh, it's there, under the post.
Oh, yeah. What's this?
I just stuck a note on it for you.
You're not talking to me anymore?
No, I just keep forgetting to remind you. We need to schedule the tetanus equine flu vaccine.
You did remind me.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Five of the stable horses, that's right, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, well, as long as you've remembered.
Yes, I have.
Good.
I'll do it next week.
Fine.
I hadn't forgotten.
All right. It's just it was a couple of weeks since
I hadn't forgotten. You don't need to check up on me.
I wasn't. I was just trying to help.
I don't need any help, Shula. I'm fine.
It's Lambs to the Slaughter at Home Farm.
Look like a couple of good ones.
Well, we've done well this year.
Up you come.
You know I shan't be here on Saturday.
Yes. OK, that way for you. All them ready for the abattoir. You're off to London with the students, aren't you?
That's right. I've got the minibus booked.
Are you sure you're going to be able to manage on your own?
Ian's coming with me.
Oh, good. Yeah. It'll probably take two of you to keep an eye on him.
I think we can cope.
Well, just steer them clear of any drinking dives, eh?
This one's not so good. They're not expecting a pub crawl. They want to see the sights, Buckingham Palace, Big Ben.
I was joking, Adam.
All right.
Oh, no, this one needs a bit more fattening up.
After the hangovers they had from Eddie's, I think they'll be steering clear of strong drink for a very long time.
Well, it just shows how right you are to try and keep them occupied.
That's the idea.
There's another good one. Oh, by the way, Adam, I had a look at your mother's poster for the Maggie Maze.
Oh, yes? What do you reckon?
Well,
I think she's done a really good job. It's very eye-catching.
Yes.
Didn't you like it?
Yeah, on the whole, but I did just wonder...
What?
Well, didn't you think our design of the Maggie Maze was maybe a little specific?
Certainly gives a good idea of what you're in for.
It's a bit too good, I thought.
How do you mean?
Well, you might be able to use it as a map to find your way out, which isn't the idea at all, is it?
No. No, it's not. Yes, you could have a point. We should get her to take another look at it.
Oh, well, that'll have to be tactfully done. Still, I'm sure you can talk her round.
Me? Oh, no, Brian, it's your idea. You tell her.
Shula, have we got any more whiskey?
No, you finished it last night.
I thought we had another bottle.
Nope.
It's odd.
Well, not the way you've been going through it.
You make me sound like an alcoholic.
Well,
Shula, come on.
If you must have a drink, go down to the ball. See your mates. It's days since you left the house in the evening.
You're exaggerating.
I'm not. You missed nets.
We didn't have a match this Sunday.
Oh, it doesn't usually stop you.
Well, first you say I'm drinking too much. Now you're sending me down to the pub.
Why are you avoiding people?
I'm not.
Alistair.
Because I don't want them sitting there pitying me. Now are you satisfied?
Don't be silly.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, please, tell me what happened.
I bumped into Neil yesterday.
Yes?
He wanted to talk to me about the cricket. Apparently we haven't had many takers for the single wicket.
So?
He thought we should do something about it.
Oh, there you are. That would give you something else to think about.
Then Ruth turned up.
Oh, well, we're bound to bump into them.
So patronising. Thanking me for passing on the records to this whiz kid of theirs.
Even so...
So Neil hears this and asks if they've got an extra vet.
Oh.
And what did Ruth say?
I don't know. I didn't wait to find out. Just wait to see how long it is before Neil decides he doesn't want me either.
Oh, surely not.
We'll see.
Anyway, how's hiding away going to help?
It'll help me.
No, it won't. You've got to get out there. Put your side of the case.
I don't see why I should have to.
Because otherwise people are going to think you're losing it.
Oh, thanks.
Alistair, please. You've got to show people you're not beaten.
Easy to say.
If people do think David and Ruth sacked you, we don't want it looking like we've got anything to be ashamed about. They're the ones in the wrong.
Maybe.
Please, go to the pool. Talk cricket to Sid. Take the evening off. I'm sure you'll feel better.
I don't know why I bother reading this thing. Never any news in it.
Were you listening to me, Brian?
You think Shula might need some support? Why?
Oh, because of the situation with Alistair and Brookfield, of course.
He's only got himself to blame for that.
Oh, Brian, that's a bit harsh.
Well, farming's a fast-moving business these days. You need to keep up with the changes.
Well, I think you're being very unfair.
Well, I've had two, Lord knows.
Yes, but you've had some help, haven't you?
What help?
First you had Debbie and now Adam to keep you abreast of all the new ideas. Have you had time to look at my poster?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
Very good, darling. It's just what we need.
Thank you. Glad you like it.
Oh, I do. But there was just one thing I did wonder about.
Yes? Well, come on then, tell me.
Well, the design of the maze itself, it's very accurate.
Well, yes, I took the detail from Adam's original plan.
Yeah, I can see that, and it's great. Only...
Well, what?
But I just wondered if it might be a bit... Well, a bit too accurate.
Too accurate?
Well, we do actually want people to get lost in the damn thing.
And they might be able to use the poster as a map. Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, only because it's so good. Maybe just a slight modification. I mean, keep the rest. It's great.
Oh, it means redesigning the main graphics. Well, I'll need a bit of time.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll rise to it. But I mean, it was just an idea.
No, I'm glad you mentioned it.
Really?
Well, yes. It was only a first draft, so...
Oh, good.
Well, no need to sound so surprised.
Well, I heard your feelings, darling. I know how much effort you've put into getting it right.
I'm flattered you take it seriously enough to have an opinion.
Of course I do. You make a great contribution to the farm. I never underestimate that.
It was Adam's idea.
Him too.
What was my idea? Something smells good, ma'am.
The Magi Maze, darling. Brian was just saying how good it is that he's got you here to keep coming up with these great new ideas.
Was I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I was.
Right. And you, Mum. That poster of yours is great.
Oh, darling, it's far too much like a map. I'm surprised you didn't spot it.
I'm really glad you came in tonight, Alistair. We don't seem to see much of you lately.
No, well, been busy. You know how it is.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the single wikis.
Right.
Did you take a look at the list when you came in?
I did, and I can see the problem.
Yeah. We had more entrants this time last year.
Well, don't worry. I'll get on to it.
I've been doing my best to encourage people.
I'm sure you have. Thanks.
What really worries me is... how few youngsters there are on the list.
I know, but that's part of a bigger problem, I'm afraid.
Not many young ones coming up through the team.
Exactly. I mean, Will's one of our youngest, and now we've lost him to fatherhood.
Oh, he'll be back, but apart from him, it's just Chris Carter.
Yeah, we could do with a few more young hopefuls.
That's what I think.
But the local kids don't seem keen.
If they've been taught the basics at an early age, you learn to love the game.
Yeah, you might have a point. I got interested at primary school.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't play cricket at Loxley Barrett anymore.
That's true.
And it's bound to have an effect.
Of course. Not much we can do about it.
Well, I don't agree.
No? What did you have in mind? Writing to the Education Secretary? Get Jamie Oliver interested?
No. I thought we could get in touch with the school.
Yeah, but if none of their teachers have the expertise... Then...
Well, that's where we come in, don't we? We could offer to do some coaching for them.
Well, I suppose we could. But after school, you mean?
Yeah. You start.
That's a good idea, Sid. But I honestly couldn't take it on. Not at the moment.
I wasn't thinking of you. I don't mind taking it on.
Really? Well, with the pub to run and everything?
Yeah. Jolene could spare me for a couple of hours a week. And now I'm not coaching the cricket team.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I miss it.
You're a good coach, Sid.
And I'd like Jamie to get involved. Well, don't you feel the same about Daniel?
Yes. So, where do we go from here?
Well, I could give the school a ring. See what I think?
Good idea.
If that's all right with you.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not managing the cricket team anymore, but...
It's a great idea, Sid.
Thanks.
Hope you didn't mind me dropping round this evening.
No, no. About the fate, isn't it?
Mm, among other things. Oh, the people putting in teams for the obstacle race are coming up with quite good names.
Oh, yes?
Mm. And we thought we might offer a prize for the best one.
Good idea.
And I was wondering if, Alistair might like to judge it.
Alistair? Why?
Well, he's not in a team, is he?
No.
No, or very involved with the fate at all this year.
Well, he's busy.
Well, I wasn't criticising. I just meant he could be objective.
I suppose so. I'm afraid you can't ask him, though. He's not in.
Well, yes, you told me that when I rang.
Did I? Oh, sorry.
Gone to the ball?
Yes, there's some problem over the single wicket.
Oh, I see.
He'll feel happier when he's sorted it out with Sid, that's all.
Not having a very easy time at the moment, is he?
I wouldn't say that.
No?
We're fine, honestly.
Oh, Shula, I know what it's like to be stuck in the middle of these family difficulties. If there's anything
that's very kind of you, Jennifer, but there's no need.
Things are better?
Than when?
Well, it's just when I saw Jill on Sunday.
Mum's a sweetheart, but she worries too much.
All mothers do.
Exactly. We're fine, Jennifer. Honestly.
They said Eddie told them it was just apple juice.
And what does he say?
He says something must have got lost in the translation.
I bet he does.
Evening, Sid. Oh, Alistair, hi.
Evening.
Can I get you a drink?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
Pint, David?
Please, Sid. So, what's the joke?
Oh, Eddie, leading those poor Ukrainians astray.
I'd take that with a pinch of salt. Must have their own brand of moonshine in the Ukraine.
Yeah, I suppose.
Don't you think so, Alistair?
I wouldn't have a clue. One of my many areas of ignorance.
Now, David, what would you say to Josh getting a bit of cricket coaching at Loxley Barrett?
Well, it would be great, but they don't play cricket.
That we did know.
I thought I might offer my services as coach.
Oh, that's a good idea. Daniel would be pleased, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. So, you going to be able to do some coaching too, Alistair?
What, now I have so much time on my hands? Don't worry, David, I've got a few clients left.
No, of course, I didn't mean...
I'd better be going. Night, Sid. It's been good talking to you.
Already? You haven't finished your pint.
Oh, I've had enough for one night.
Good night, then. What's that about? Are you two had a row or something?
No.
Fool me. Cut the atmosphere with a knife.
Yeah, well, it's complicated.
Oh, family business, is it? No, sorry.
No, it's fine. We need a specialist vet for our dairy herd, so.
Oh, so yeah, and Alistair hasn't taken to him.
No, it's not that. We're not using Alistair anymore.
What? Not at all? You mean you sacked him?
No, of course not. We just need someone else for the job.
Is that different?
He's a perfectly good vet. Wish he wouldn't take it so personally.
Hard not to. Isn't it?
Time to go home at Bridge Farm Dairy.
There, that's them washed.
Thanks.
I'm afraid I've found a few more jugs for you.
Oh, that's okay. Soon I've made the way.
Saw your ad in the Echo this morning for the car boot sale.
Yeah, Eddie's done well with the publicity this time. He's got some on local radio too.
Not to mention all the posters.
Did go a bit over the top with them.
Very good quality though. I was impressed.
Ah, well, Robert gave Joe a hand with them on his computer.
Robert did? I thought Linda was...
Oh, no, she weren't best pleased when she found out.
Bet she wasn't. Poor Robert.
But it's up at our field. It shouldn't bother her at all.
She's not happy unless she's got something to complain about.
No. Should be a good day.
Yeah, I expect you'll be busy.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's bought a load of cheap burgers, so he's going to set up our barbecue.
And you're going to cook them.
I don't mind. I quite like having a nose round car boot sales myself.
Never appealed to me, really.
Well, you're all for recycling.
Yeah, but we've got quite enough tat as it is.
Hey, Jack Woolley says he's coming.
Really?
He turned up on our doorstep with a load of stuff he said he wanted to get rid of.
Yeah, that's not quite the idea, is it?
No, I think he got it mixed up with jumble sales.
So what did you do?
Oh, I said I was sure Eddie would sell it for him.
Yeah, you might want to check.
So to tell you the truth, I thought I might have a word with Mrs. Woolley about it.
Yeah, good idea.
Because I'm sure she kind of meant to throw away some of it.
Well, he doesn't always quite
get the right end of the stick, eh? No. Well, that's men for you, isn't it?
Yeah. And he's getting quite deaf. He doesn't always quite pick up what she said.
We have that with Joe. Though he always seems to hear if anyone's offering to buy him a drink.
Peggy does think they should downsize a bit, but she was more thinking of his business interests.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's over 80. He's still got a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think she's just thinking of the Echo, really. It's become a bit redundant to them now.
He ain't had much to do with that for ages, has he?
No, but he's still a big shareholder.
Oh, I see.
The easiest thing would be if the other shareholders would like to buy him out. They're looking into that.
Oh, I don't know, Pat. High finance, not so much as is going to worry me in my old age.
No, nor me. I think that's everything.
Good. I'll be glad to get off a bit early. I'm needed at the bull this evening.
Oh, I might see you there then. Cathy wants us to go for a drink.
Here we are.
Lovely.
Can I just give that table a wipe for you before you put your drinks down?
Oh, thanks, Callum.
There, that's better.
Here you are then, Ruth. Happy birthday.
Oh,
thank you.
So your birthday. Many happy returns.
Thanks. Don't ask her how old she is. She's a bit sensitive about it.
I am not.
Anyway, you're older than me. Only 5 years.
Today. It's 6 tomorrow.
So your birthday tomorrow. That's a coincidence.
Yeah, Auntie Satya would say that's why we're such good friends. Written in the stars, you know.
Well, you've neither of you got any need to worry. Don't look a day over 35.
Oh. Thank you. I'm flattered.
You've got your whole life ahead of you. So many opportunities.
So many choices. It's a bit scary. I finished college this month and then it's out into the big wide world.
Yeah, it's quite a moment.
But you know you want to stick with your music, don't you?
Yeah, but it's which bit of it? That's the question.
I see.
Mum thinks I should look into becoming a session singer, but I think she's just been biased.
That's not what she did, though, is it?
Well, no, that's what I tell her. But she's always reminiscing about her glory days with the Midnight Walkers.
And that's something that appeals to you, is
it? Yeah, well, if I could get good enough. I've been singing with this band at college. I'd really like to do some more gigs with them first.
Oh, go for it, then.
But I like the management side, too. I'm organising this summer festival at the Bull at the moment.
You are busy.
Yeah, I'm getting really into that, and then sometimes I think I should just go travelling like Ed did.
Hey, it's the time to do it.
Anyway, I'm just going to work here for the summer while I try and clear my head. So I better get on. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Oh, now I really do feel old.
You wouldn't truly want to be that age again, would you?
What? You mean full of enthusiasm and hope and optimism? No, of course not.
Full of doubt and insecurity and confusion.
You're all right. You don't look a day over 35.
Are you really feeling depressed?
I shouldn't be. Me of all people. Life's very precious.
Of course.
I've got so much to be thankful for.
Well, then.
Oh, just this business with Alistair. Casting a shadow over everything.
Well, you mustn't let it. You and David took the decision you thought was best for your business.
I know. But Alistair and Shula don't see it like that.
Well, they should. It's nothing personal.
David and I have both bumped into Alistair recently and, well, it's been very difficult.
It's early days yet.
We're bound to see them around. I know Jill's worried sick.
Families come through these things.
I wasn't even sure they'd send me a birthday card.
They did, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, but they just signed it. No message or anything.
But there's nothing you can do. You made your decision. They have to come to terms with it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
It's what people pay me for. Now, let's talk about something really important. Are you going to join my team for the Fate Obstacle course?
I don't know if I'll be able to. It would depend what the course was like.
Well, that's what we all want to know. You haven't fallen out with Kenton, have you?
Not as far as I know. Why?
Well, he's supposed to be designing the course, haven't you heard?
Kenton is? Oh, well, then, I certainly don't want to have anything to do with it.
Oh, might do.
Well, that's something.
But you've got the perfect excuse to ask them what they're up to.
So those are my options, really.
Lot to think about.
Well, it sounds to me like you need a manager. Someone used to running businesses, dealing with people.
Why?
Cutthroat world, music business. Now, you need someone older and wiser looking out for you. Someone you already know and trust?
Yeah, I know. I'm organising this music festival.
Oh, yeah, Eddie's looking forward to that.
So, if there's any managing needs doing, I can manage myself. Excuse me, I've got work to do.
Yeah, well, you say that now, but if you change your mind...
You're thinking of a change of career, Kenton.
Well, I'm always thinking of a change of career.
Must be something in the air. Pat was saying as Jack Woolley's thinking of selling off some of his businesses.
Is he? He hasn't said anything to me about it. What else did she say?
Not much, really. She's out sober, Cathy, if you want to ask her about it.
I hope this isn't a bad time for you.
No, it's fine. It's always good to see you.
Only, I've been thinking something over for a long while now, and I wanted to run it past you.
Go on, then.
Do you remember when I worked at Grey Gables? Caroline and I thought it would be a good idea to set up some women's self-defence classes.
Oh, yeah. It never got off the ground, though, did it?
No. Things might have been different for me if it had.
Oh, Kathy.
I'm so angry I didn't fight back when Owen attacked me. The more I think about
it... Look, he had you cornered. It wasn't your fault.
No, yeah, I know. I'm being positive.
Oh?
Yeah. I never intend to be in that position again. And I don't want any other woman finding herself there either.
That is positive.
So, I was thinking of organising some self-defence classes for women in the village hall.
Good idea.
Yeah, but do you think I'd get enough takers?
Oh, yes, I should think so. But I'd come for a start, and I'm sure Helen would be interested. Kirsty too, probably.
Hello, sweetheart. I didn't see you before.
Hello, love. Well, we are a bit tucked away.
As Cathy was telling me about these classes she wants to organise.
What's this?
Oh, I was going to tell you. I want to organise some self-defence classes for women.
Oh, good idea.
You really think so?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I? Oh, I'm sure a lot of women would be interested.
That's what I say.
I bet Ruth and Usha would. You should go and ask them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will.
That was nice of you, Kenton.
What? I do think it's a good idea. And it gives me a chance to ask you something.
Well?
It's about Jack. Clary said you told her he was selling the Echo.
His shares in it, yes.
He's not thinking of selling anything else, is he?
Oh, no, not as far as I know.
Oh, that's a relief, because I did wonder... Oh, excuse me, I better take this. Hi, Shula.
Oh, yes, I'd be interested.
Me too. Might even be good for the younger kids to get involved. I bet Pip would like to come.
That's great. I'll make some inquiries.
Can you finish with those glasses, ladies?
Yep, thanks. Would you be interested in taking some women's self-defence classes, Fallon?
Yeah, I'm thinking of setting some up.
Cool, yeah, I would. Might come in handy if I'm going out on the road.
Well, you never know when you might need it. Do you think some of your friends might be interested too?
Yeah, we're always saying we don't get enough exercise.
You should enter a team for the Fate obstacle course.
I thought that was just for the oldies.
The obstacle course? With it being about the war and that?
The peace, really.
If it was only war veterans who were entering it, it wouldn't be much of a race.
No, even I was born after the war.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Are you in a team, Cathy?
Hayley and I were talking about entering one from Lower Loxley.
Oh, you should.
Be a good excuse to get away and train, really. We've been so busy trying to keep Julia out of our hair this week.
Came back with a vengeance, did she?
Not half. Wants to be involved in everything.
She's not going to be on your team, is she?
No. I think that would be a bridge too far, even for Julia.
Have you thought of a name yet?
Yeah. We were wondering about Mum's Army.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dad's Army, you know.
Yeah, I know. Sid keeps watching the reruns.
Evening, girls. Can I get anyone a drink?
I'm afraid we've got to go, haven't we, Ruth?
Well, just take these glasses, then. Thanks.
Oh, don't forget about the team, Fallon.
All my classes.
I won't.
Well, come on. Not even a quick one.
No, I mustn't be late back. David's taking me out for a meal.
Oh, no, Dave's splashing out, is he? What's the occasion?
At Kenton. It's her birthday.
Yeah, thank you for your card.
Oh,
You remember Kenton? And the little present we got to you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was very sweet of you, thanks.
Well, come on then, m'lady. Your carriage awaits.
Right.
Off to the next of your festivities.
Have a lovely evening.
Thanks. I'll try.
Yeah, you enjoy yourself. Thanks, Cathy. Save my bacon there.
I can't believe you've forgotten. You only signed it yesterday.
Oh, no, it just slipped my mind.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
You sure there's nothing worrying you? You're a bit distracted.
Well, I just had this rather odd phone call from Shula.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's got the loss adjusters coming tomorrow. You remember that girl who fell off her horse when Scruff barked at it, and now she's kicking up a fuss.
Yeah, I remember. Well, is Shula really worried about that?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, that's not like her. She normally takes that kind of thing in her stride.
Yeah, I know. And I'll tell you another thing that's not like her. Turning to me for reassurance.
Well, she is your sister.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. I mean, she's usually my shoulder to cry on.
Yeah. She must be really worried then.
So am I now. I mean, why is she telling me? Why isn't she talking to Alistair about it?
Schuler has a case to prove.
There, you can see he's quite calm and friendly.
Yes, he is quite a big horse, though, for a girl of that age.
Well, she's quite big, too, for her age, and a very experienced rider.
That's not exactly what her parents are saying.
She's been coming to me for lessons for some time now. My records will prove it.
Don't worry. We'll take all that into account, I promise you. Now, if I could see the dog...
Thanks, Judy. You can put him away now.
Yes, of course. He's in his kennel. Just come this way. I'm sorry I couldn't get over earlier in the week. I know this must be worrying for you.
It's the first time anything like this has ever happened to me.
You've been very lucky, then.
It's not luck. This is a well-run stable.
Yes, I didn't mean to imply otherwise. Just that this kind of complaint is on the increase, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's the first time it's happened to us.
I believe you had some trouble with someone attacking your horses a while back.
Oh, yes, but that was a mistake.
Yes, very bad luck.
No, I mean really. A case of mistaken identity. It was a campaign against the previous owners of the stables.
I've read the notes. Awful business.
Actually, that's why we got Scruff.
You haven't had him since he was a puppy?
No, he was a rescue dog. But that was because his family were moving abroad. Nothing to do with his temperament.
I can see he's a good watchdog.
That was the idea. Hello, boy.
Well, he's very friendly. Yes, you are, aren't you?
And very sweet-natured. But come on now, Scruff, calm down.
And you always keep him tied up here, do you? Well away from the horses?
Oh, when I'm teaching, of course. Not that there's any problem with him round the horses. We wouldn't have kept him if there was.
Except this once, and he wasn't tied up then.
No. My husband and son had taken him for a walk.
And let him off his lead?
No, of course not.
But they came into the yard where you were teaching?
Yes, but he wasn't trying to attack the horse or anything. He was just pleased to see me.
Didn't they know not to bring him near the horses when you're teaching?
Of course they do. They just didn't realise I was.
I see.
It's never happened before, and I can assure you it's never going to happen again.
Nothing like this had ever happened before?
No, I would have put it in the incident book.
Yes, well, I'd like to see that too, if you don't mind.
Oh, come on. How much longer?
Hi, Tom.
Tam's in at last. I'd heard that tune at least 5 times.
Sorry, it's a bit frantic here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, usual madhouse. So I'm afraid I haven't got any figures for you on the product yet.
Oh, well, that's okay. This wasn't a business call, actually.
No? Then why are you calling on this line?
Oh, I've already left a couple of messages on your mobile.
Oh, I haven't picked up my voicemails.
No. Anyway, I was just wondering if you might be free this evening.
Oh, well, like I said, I'm up to my eyes in it here.
Yeah, I realise that. It's just... That's ages since I've seen you.
Ages since I've seen anyone outside this office.
And you had to cancel last week.
Totally unavoidable, I'm afraid. Hard to have a social life with this job.
I do understand. Only, I haven't heard from you since.
Busy, I said.
Yeah. Well, it was just a thought. So, no chance of a drink tonight, then?
I'd love one.
Oh, well, that's great.
But I've got so much work to get through here before I can even think about leaving.
Yeah, okay.
Well, how are you fixed? Are you still in the office?
Oh, yeah, I've got work to do too.
I'll see how it goes and I'll give you a call, okay?
Everything all right?
Oh, yes, you're very meticulous.
I try to keep accurate records.
Yes. I've noticed a few incidents here that never got reported to us.
Like what?
This one, for example.
Where? Oh, that. I didn't want to bother you with it. It was so minor. The girl took a bit of a tumble, that's all.
Even so?
I knew nothing would come of it. Most parents realise riding involves some controlled risks.
Not all, though, unfortunately.
No. I never would have expected this family to complain. That came right out of the blue.
You shouldn't take it personally. It's happening more and more.
They seemed really happy with the way she was progressing.
We live in a blame culture, I'm afraid. Which is why I think it might be a good idea if you have documents to prove you've taken proper care.
Such as?
Oh, risk assessments, training records, client registration forms.
What?
You should think about getting all your riders to sign registration forms. It's becoming quite common.
Well, I know, but isn't that meeting trouble halfway?
They're very simple. They just acknowledge that the rider realises riding is a risk sport.
I still think it might put people off.
It shouldn't. They don't negate people making legitimate claims, but they do have to prove your negligence or that you were to blame in some way.
What's the point, then? If they wouldn't have prevented this claim...
It could have helped your case. One of the things you're both disputing is how experienced a rider this girl was.
Yes,
These forms are designed to make a declaration of people's riding skills. If she'd said she was an experienced rider...
It still seems unnecessarily complicated.
At the moment, it's just your word against hers. If you had written evidence...
Other people know how good she is. Other people saw what happened.
Yes, and I'd like to talk to them now, please, if I may.
Come in. You're still hard at it.
Oh, right, it's you.
No, you just sound so disappointed.
No, it's good to see you.
I just wondered if you fancy going for a pint.
Ooh, I don't think so. I'm a bit tied up here.
Oh, come on. I mean, thank God it's Friday. It'll keep.
Yeah, thing is, I'm expecting a phone call.
At this time?
That doesn't make any difference to the supermarkets.
I see. Would this call be from the lovely Tams Inn by any chance?
Well, yes, actually, but...
Business or pleasure?
Well...
Oh, Tom.
I just rang and asked her if you fancied going out for a drink, that's all. It's only what you're doing with me.
Not quite. What did she say?
She said she'd call me back.
She's got your mobile number, hasn't she?
Yeah, but...
Well, there you are, then. Come down the pub. It sounds to me like you could do with a boys' night out.
No, honestly, Roy. Thanks, but I really do want to finish this.
You're turning into a real workaholic.
I need to be. Got to keep my eye on the ball at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. This expansion. Well, it's a tricky time.
Yeah, it can be.
I've got supplies to pay for up front while I'm still building up the new sales.
You've got cash flow problems?
No, nothing I can't handle. It'll all be sorted when the product takes off.
At least let me buy you this pint. It sounds like you could do with a break.
Oh, you could be right. And I've got my mobile.
Hello, gorgeous.
Tamsin.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were busy.
No, I'm not. This is my mate Roy.
Nice to meet you at last.
Yeah, hi. So, are we still on for tonight?
Yeah, sure. But you said you'd ring.
I thought I'd surprise you instead.
You did that.
Thought it might make up for last week a bit.
Don't worry about it. It wasn't your fault.
But you have my undivided attention this evening. So I thought a nice meal somewhere and then back to my place for coffee.
Yeah, sounds great.
So, a beer's off then, I take it?
Sorry, Roy.
No, don't matter. Don't worry, mate.
But did you two have plans? I thought you'd say...
No. Roy just dropped round on the off chance I'd be free.
But I can see he's not. Have a good evening.
I'm so sorry I couldn't get back in time to meet her.
That's okay.
Just seems to have been one emergency after another this week.
I know. It's okay. I don't think it would have made any difference, you being here.
So, how did it go?
The loss adjuster was nice.
Well, that's good. Do they think the family have got a case?
Oh, yes, she thinks they have.
But it's so obviously trumped up. Promising tennis player.
Yes, that might be an exaggeration.
Well, then.
But the fact remains, Scruff did frighten the horse and she did fall off it. There's no way around that.
But she agreed with you that the horse was suitable for the girl.
Oh, yes, I think I convinced her of that.
So, Scruff's the problem.
Yes.
And... she really thinks they'll take it to court?
No, she doesn't think it'll go that far. There are enough question marks over what the family is saying.
Oh, I'll say. So, the insurers will try and settle out of court?
Yes.
Well, that's something.
I don't see why we should have to settle at all. It was an accident.
Ah, that's what insurance is for.
That's what the loss adjuster said.
All in a day's work to them.
Maybe, but not to me.
Oh, Shula...
bound to affect our premiums.
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Got more than enough to worry about at the moment.
Yes, we have.
Look, Shula, I know it's not great, but it could have been worse.
It might still be. Suppose they say we've got to get rid of Scruff.
I don't think they can do that.
Well, who knows, with that family, they might report him as a dangerous dog.
No, he didn't bite anyone. Love, I'm sure that's not going to happen.
Or the insurance company might say we can't keep him if they think he's disturbing the horses.
Is that what she said? That doesn't seem
it
very...
It would break Daniel's heart. You know how he loves that dog. Oh, Alistair. Oh,
Shula, love, you're getting this out of proportion. Nothing's going to happen to Scruff.
It's just...
It's just it seems to be one thing after another at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
I never thought any of this would happen. So how can I be sure?
Don't worry. We'll get through it. Oh. I promise you, we will.
So, did that make up for me standing up last week?
Oh, yes, it most certainly did.
Or dragging you away from an exciting night with your friend Roy.
Sorry, Roy? Who's he?
Well, if you're lucky, you might just get back in time for last orders.
Back?
Oh, can you move your arm?
Tamsin, what are you doing?
Getting up.
Why?
I need to get on with some work now. Oh, pass me my dressing gown, will you?
Well, don't you want me to stay the night?
I wish you could.
Then why can't I?
Work, Tom, work. I told you it's up to my eyes, innit?
You're going to start working now?
I've got to. I shouldn't have taken this evening off at all, really. Only you talked me into it. You're quite the salesman.
I don't seem to be at the moment. Look, I don't mind if...
Sorry, I've got this really heavy meeting in the morning.
It's Saturday.
Supermarkets open on Saturdays, haven't you noticed?
Well, surely, whatever you've got to do, can't it wait until the morning?
I'm afraid not. It's a breakfast meeting. Come on, Tom. Be reasonable. You've had a good time, haven't you?
Yeah, of course I have. That's why I want to stay.
Come on, get dressed. And if you stop sulking...
Yeah?
I might just give you that coffee before you go.
Alistair?
What are you doing up?
Oh, I could ask you the same. I woke up and you weren't there.
And you were worried I was hitting the whiskey bottle again?
No, of course not. I just wondered where you were.
Well, here I am. Safe and sound.
Oh, you're not working.
No. I couldn't get off. Thought a game of solitaire might help.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault, isn't it, that you can't sleep?
No.
Worrying you about the insurance
case. I'm not worried.
And all that stuff about Scruff was a bit over the top.
Well, it's perfectly natural you're concerned about Daniel.
I'm concerned about you. Are you sure you're okay?
Mm.
Shall I make you a hot drink?
No, no. You go back to bed. I'm fine. I'll just finish this hand, and then I'll be with you.
OK. Don't be too long.
I shan't.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.